Avoiding a paw full of soil which rattled through the grating, Thwip laughed harshly.
Eat hearty, me little friends. That's the last victuals you'll get off us. We'll see how brave you are after a few days without food and water.
Any further threats from the fox were cut off by a loud rumbling noise from inside the dungeon. It was from the vent of Flib's escape tunnel. With a boom and a crash, a big boulder shot out like a cannonball. This was followed by a shooting slide of debris, soil, pebbles, pieces of tree root and thick sandy dust. Binter fell back coughing and spitting as the dust came through the grill.
What's happening in there?
One of the guards, who had wisely stood aside, missing the choking debris, commented ironically.
Go and see if you want to. I'm getting out of here before the roof caves in on me.
He took off in a hurry with the other three following him. Flandor waded paw-deep through the mess, which had enveloped half the cavern.
Tora, Midda, are you all right? Get the little ones up on that side ledge. Make sure they're all safe.
Any beast who was unhurt came to help the shrew maid and the young squirrel. It took a while for the dust to settle and for the few lanterns to be set right. Fortunately, no life had been lost, and no beast was seriously injured. Once the babes were made safe on the ledge, and the remainder of their food and water had been salvaged, Flandor took a look around. The tunnel had vanished completely. There was only a sloping hill of debris where it had once been. Midda immediately threw herself upon it, digging furiously with her bare paws.
Flip's in there! Help me! She might be injured!
Flandor overpowered her, pulling her clear of the wreckage.
Come away, mate! No beast could have lived through that. There's been some massive kind of collapse, maybe an earth shift of some kind. You won't do any good trying to dig through that lot.
Midda struggled in the young otter's grasp, then gave up. She sat on the hill of rubble, weeping.
Oh, Flip! Poor Flip! What a way to die! Crashed under all that rock and earth! Oh, my poor sister!
Tura shook her head sadly.
Aye, and those two moles who were with Flib, they'll be dead too.
The Witherspike hog, Jiddle, wiped dust from his eyes.
They'd be the lucky ones, going quick like that. Look at us trapped in here and they ain't coming back to feed us, I wager. We've been left here to die slow.
Django Bigbolt was not a beast to sit about in the gatehouse drinking hot mint tea and nibbling scones spread with damson preserve. Diggs appropriated the Gaussian Logalog's share as he watched Django leave the table.
Ha! Jolly bad form leaving scones to go stale like that. Where are you off to, old lad?
The shrew chieftain gestured upward.
Going to take a look up there, see if old Granby's getting any information out of that vermin. You coming?